Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Welcome to Sunday Morning. I'm Shaw Gage. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being a part of the show, and thanks for listening each and every week. So just humbled and thankful to be a part of this week in and week out, and just to come in and share my thoughts and what the Lord's laid on my heart each and every week. And hopefully it's an encouragement to somebody out there. And, you know, again, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a know-it-all. I'm not in your business or trying to tell you what to do. This is just the good Lord working on Shaw this week and sharing some insights and some things he's working on in my life. And so that's just what I try to do each and every week. Hopefully you're encouraged. Hopefully you put a smile or two on your face throughout the show and to give you something to think about each and every week. But going to have a good one this morning. Just thinking about perspective. You know, the conversation just kept coming up all week long was about, you know, what's your perspective and why do different people have different perspectives? And, you know, it's kind of curious when you start studying human nature and why, you know, somebody's a glass full versus somebody who's a half glass, half empty kind of a person, you know, why? And what makes that tick in different people? And we're going to talk about that, share some examples and some funny stories and all that good stuff. But hope you're doing well this morning. Kick back, relax. And man, we're going to be back here on the other side on Sunday morning. Our verse this week is from Ephesians. It's chapter 4, verse 2. And it just kind of struck a nerve in me this week in a good way. But it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. You know, I think it starts with that, y'all. When we have the right heart attitude, I was talking to my good friend Sam Harper this week and talking about just perspectives in life. But you know, it's all about that heart attitude, the attitude of your heart, and it creates your perspective in life, right? The different experiences you go through and I go through in life mold and shape and create our personality and who we are and how we react and stay ahead of things or whatever it may be. Some of us are procrastinators. Other of y'all are very organized and on time with things. Some people are glass half empty. Some people are glass half full. And it just depends. But what makes that tick in people? I'm not really sure. I think that's just kind of how we're wired. But I think if we struggle with some of that, I think it gets down to, you know, what are we basing our attitudes on? Is it, you know, politics in our country? Is it the news cycle? Is it my sports team? Am I basing everything in life on that? Or am I basing it on a good scripture like this from Ephesians 4:2, where it says, listen, be completely humble and gentle, not just a little bit, not just part of the time, but completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. So to me, it's just saying, man, back off. People are going through stuff. We don't know what they're going through. You may have a disagreement with somebody or be in an argument with somebody or maybe not at all. But you don't ever know what people are going through. So I think it's important that we as believers, we got to come alongside people, meet them where they are, and, you know, just love on them. And this verse right here just reminds me of that. It's just an opportunity to just be humble and gentle. What do I do? I don't deserve anything in this world. This is not my earth. This is not my anything other than my opportunity to shine and my opportunity to go impact other people and help. And let's figure this thing out. Because you know what? I hear you. I know people are out there struggling. They're hurting. They're scared. They're angry. It's not all doom and gloom. Don't let me make it that. But, you know, when we're in those situations, there's only one way to calm the storm, and that's through Jesus Christ. And so spend some time with him today, this week. We talk about this a lot here, specifically the last several months, but get outside. Just get quiet. Get to a quiet place, preferably outside, but somewhere you can enjoy God's nature and his beauty, and just talk to him. And just ask him for this humble and gentle, completely humble and gentle spirit. And try to be patient with others and see where it goes and see how you can impact people. But I don't know. We're just going to break that down a little bit more today on the show and talk more about it. I got a couple of examples where literally this week I had conversations with a couple of folks that I know pretty well. And it was just people in different spots. And, you know, some of them are good, some of them are tough, and it's just, man, but we just got to keep moving on. We just got to keep, like Finding Nemo said, just keep swimming, right? And I think that's what we're supposed to do, and we're supposed to come alongside each other and encourage one another and to be there for one another and to go, hey, keep going. Because you know what? I tell people this all the time. They go, man, thanks for being an encouragement. Thanks for lifting me up. I go, bro, I got you. You're more than welcome. But you know what? In about 6 months, I'm going to need it back. So make sure you don't forget about me when I'm going through something. And it's just, man, that's true. We're all going through life. We're all going through stuff. But at the end of the day, don't let it bog you down. Don't let it weigh you down. Jesus loves you, and he's got you. He'll take care of every bit of it. And I know that to be true in my life, but hopefully you do as well. But just remember that. He loves you. So keep on smiling and, you know, tell other people all you can. Stay positive and just encourage one another and help out where you can, all right? We're going to come back here in a few minutes and talk more about some specific applications or specific stories of how things have gone down and what we can take from it. So glad you're listening on Sunday morning. I read this quote earlier from C.S. Lewis, and it says this. It says, to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable in others because Christ has forgiven the inexcusable in us. Y'all, I came across that this week and was just really stopped in my tracks with that one because it was so convicting and just humbling. And it just kind of put me in my place of kind of like, you know, pride and who do I think I am in certain situations. That person, you know, we talk about traffic a lot. I'm working on it, y'all. I know I talk about traffic a lot down here on Highway 280, but I'm working on it. And the Lord's correcting me on some stuff, and it's been really good. But somebody cuts me off in traffic, or somebody does something wrong in business, or somebody, a friend of mine, does something that hurts my feelings, or a family member, whatever. Why do we hold those grudges? Because we're selfish, because we want to be right, we want to be in control, we want to have that, well, you wronged me, so I've got the power, I've got the whatever that is. That's not what it's all about, right? It's about grace, and it's about forgiveness, and it's about love and mercy. What he extended to us on the cross, y'all, that's all that matters. When you get through life, it's not going to matter how many trophies you have. It's not going to matter how big your bank account is. It's not going to matter how big your house is or your clothes or any of that. All that's going to matter is what you did with what God gave you. And because I believe we're all going to stand before him one day. And if I hold a grudge and I mean to people and I don't forgive them and just make this a harder place to live for people, y'all, I think we're going to have to answer for that. But I think C.S. Lewis nailed it on the head where he says, you know, we got to forgive the junk that other people, the inexcusable, right? That's the hard stuff. That's the bad stuff. That's the wrong, the heavy wrong stuff. We got to forgive it because you know what? Christ forgave us. And what if he held those grudges, y'all? It'd be misery for eternity if he held that grudge. So we got to do the same thing, that same grace that he extends to us. We got to do it. It's not easy. It's not fun. It's not the popular thing to do. But you know what? It's what makes this world go round. And it's what makes Christianity makes it different. You know, it says we're going to be difference makers. It says we're going to be the salt and the light. Doesn't say it's going to be easy. Doesn't say it's going to be a golden road and no problems or issues or any of that. No, it's going to be tough. I mean, look at what the disciples went through. You know, they were murdered, they were burned at the stake, they were boiled, they were a lot of different things, persecuted in a lot of ways that we as Americans have not been to this point. But we got to forgive, y'all. And I think when we do that, you know, we're talking about perspective today. And I think when we have that heart like Christ, I think our perspective begins to change. You know, if we've got a mean perspective or a bottled up perspective or a just don't want to work with anybody perspective, a selfish perspective, if you will, man, you got to root that out. You just got to get rid of it. And I think the way you do that is start being like Ephesians says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Don't think you've got it all figured out. You know, and tie that in with what C.S. Lewis is saying here about forgiveness and grace. Man, that's what it's all about. And when we get to that point, we can be difference makers, right? We can be kingdom builders. And people are going to see that in us and they're going to go, wow, man, I want to be like that. What's he all about? And then you can share what God's done in your life and the platform he's given you and just be an encouragement to others. Because like I said earlier, at the end of the day, that's all we've got. You know, anything materialistic or relationships, it can all be gone in the snap of a finger, the blink of an eye. But Jesus Christ will never be gone. He is forever and ever and ever. Amen. Hang on to it. Whatever you got going on today, I hope you're doing well. You know what? If life's tough, hang in there. Spend some time talking to the Lord, just asking him where you're supposed to go and what you're supposed to do. If life's good, go help somebody out. Go bless somebody because you can. That's what he did for us. Be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. You know, I thought it was cool this week just talking about perspectives. It's you know, are you a half full or a half empty kind of a person? I think that's an underlying question. But, you know, each and every day you have a choice to make. When you get up in the morning, your feet hit the floor, you can say, hey, I'm either going to be positive and it's going to be a great day, or you can go, oh, man, how much longer before I'm going to be back here in this bed? And look, hey, there's days, if I'm a positive guy. I'm a glass half full kind of a guy, and I know that can drive some people crazy sometimes, but there are days when I'm like, man, I look at my bed and I go, I'll be back to see you as quick as I can because you just had it. So I get it. There's days like that. But day in, day out, what's your perspective? What is it? Are you a builder or are you a destroyer? Think about it that way. I used to joke with my students up there at GCA, was, are you a kingdom builder or a kingdom tear downer? And I think it really, at the end of the day, your decisions and your impact that you do each and every day and each and every week, there's a lot of truth to that. It's what are you doing? I mean, are you adding to it and helping to build people up? Or are you trying to tear people down and talk about them behind their back and just, you know, hope they crumble? I mean, where's the good in that, right? Some people are just wired that way, and there's nothing we can do. But I thought it was cool. I had conversations with several guys. One of my good friends, Sam Harper, up at Fontaine Trailer, we were talking this week, and he was just like, man, he's talking to his family, and he just says, you know, hey, we got that choice each and every day to make. You know, do we want to be positive and go, we're going to attack the day with happiness, or do we want to just kind of have that, oh, you know, poor me and Eeyore attitude, whatever it may be? I mean, I think that's true in every house. And I think as spiritual leaders, men, I think we got to stand up and do what's right and lead our families. Moms, ladies, you got to do your part too to be supporters of your husbands and be spiritual leaders as well. With kiddos, you're not off the hook. If you're listening to my voice and you're a young person still living at home with your folks, respect them. You know, it all comes together. We all need to have that perspective. I know, look, I've got a family of five, love my wife, Janet, and our three beautiful boys. They're all grown men now. But, you know, one bad attitude can ruin the whole day. And sometimes that's me. Sometimes it's another family member. But, you know, when we all come together and we've all got those happy attitudes, man, and just positive and encouraging, man, it makes the day so much better when we're all together. Also, it was kind of funny this week. I was talking to another friend, Todd Hagley, and Todd and I were talking, and he called. It was about 8:15 one morning. I was working on some stuff with my job and going through emails and stuff, and could already feel the pressure of the day at 8:50 in the morning. I answered, and I said, hey, man, how you doing? He said, good. How are you? I said, man, I'm just trying to make it through. And I started to say, I'm just trying to make it through a Thursday, but I stopped myself, and I said, man, I'm just trying to, you know what? I'm going to enjoy today. I'm going to enjoy this moment and this conversation with you, Todd. And I just stopped and had a 5-minute conversation with him about perspective. And it was very humbling for me. And I thought it was pretty cool for Todd as well. But just to step back and go, man, we both kind of needed that on a Thursday morning. You know, you're already kind of getting towards the end of the week and the, you know, you're getting stuff done. And that sometimes those lists mount and, you know, you're under the gun to get this done and that done. But just to stop and have the Lord stop me in my tracks, literally in that conversation, mid-sentence, and say, hey, no, I'm not trying to just get through a Thursday, because what does that say? I'm just trying to get through my day so I can get to Friday and the weekend. And look, yeah, everybody loves the weekend, but don't forsake a Thursday. Don't forsake a Monday morning or a Tuesday afternoon or whatever it may be, because you never know what that experience you have that day is going to be. Who are you going to meet? What are you going to learn about? You just never know. So think about that this week. What is your perspective? Is it half full? Is it half empty? And how can I get better? Am I a builder or am I a destroyer? You tell me. I can't answer that question for you. All I can do is encourage you to not only be better, but also to encourage other people. So think about that. Take some time and just kick back, relax, and let me know what you think. So glad you're listening here on Sunday morning. I just thought it was interesting. Our pastor at our church, CCW in Chelsea, Alabama, Rick Wright, was preaching this past Sunday on Joseph and just how he was treated throughout life, sold by his brothers into slavery. And then as he got into, you know, serving Potiphar in his house, Potiphar's wife, you know, tried to take advantage of him, and he rebuffed her efforts. And in turn of that, you can go read about it, but in lieu of that, she made accusations again. You know, he left a piece of his clothing at their house when they were just the two of them alone, and she made accusations and had him thrown in prison. And, you know, what did he do wrong? Absolutely nothing. But his perspective was, God's got this. And I think it's just a fresh reminder that we all need to understand that God's got this. I mean, it could be the worst of the worst. I mean, think about that. Your brothers have sold you into slavery, And now your boss's wife, your master's wife, if you will, because he was like the head guy at the house as far as the servants go. Joseph, he had that gift and just that grace to be able to rise above and become that senior member inside the house of Potiphar. And now Potiphar's wife is making these accusations, and it's not fair, right? And it's just, you know, what do you do? Do you sit around and pout? I mean, if a guy could ever do that, man, I tell you, it'd be him. That'd be an excusable offense, in my opinion. Or, are you going to go, I'm going to use this as a blessing. God's doing this for a reason, and I'm going to find out what it is. And I don't know what to tell you to do. It's hard to be that disciplined. I can't imagine what Joseph was going through. But can you imagine being totally blameless in both situations? You've been sold by your brothers, and now you've been accused by the Pharaoh's wife of inappropriate things, which were not at all true. And what do you do? Who are you going to go to, right? I mean, you can't complain to anybody like you can today. So I just thought it was interesting, because talking about perspective, what is your perspective when big things happen, when those accusations, not saying those accusations are happening to you, but, you know, when something heavy in life happens or things don't go your way, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit and fold inward and become a victim and say, poor, poor me? Look, people go through things all the time, and I'm not saying there's not victims, and I'm not saying that's a wrong attitude in certain situations. But for the most part, we've got to look at those situations and go, hey, am I going to use this as a victim mentality opportunity, or am I going to use this as an opportunity to get better? And am I going to use this as an opportunity to expand the kingdom and to tell somebody about Jesus? You know, I may go to prison. I may go somewhere, gets exiled out of the country or whatever. I'm talking about Joseph here or whatever it may be. But can one person get saved through this opportunity? Can one person get saved through this conversation? Can one person meet Jesus through this action that I'm doing? And I think if that's our attitude, it goes in with being completely humble and gentle about being patient and bearing with one another in love. Sure, easy for Joseph to say, no, man, I didn't do that. Like, get me out of here. I'm suing everybody. Call Alexander Shinara. No, we got to have that proper perspective, and we've got to make sure that we represent. You know, we're ambassadors for Jesus Christ as believers. If you really are a believer of Jesus Christ, you know, are we, like C.S. Lewis said earlier, are we forgiving the inexcusables in others because he forgave that in us? It all goes hand in hand, and I think it's just super cool. The Lord has been burning that perspective word into my heart this week, and just wanted to share that with you today. Where are you? Where do you stand on that issue? And what are your thoughts? And where do we go from here? We're going to talk more about that coming up in the next segment. So glad you're listening today on Sunday morning. Come on back in here on Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. I'm just getting some feedback from you guys. Need to change it up. Welcome back. Come on back in here. I don't know what to say. So come on back in here on Sunday morning. So glad you're here and listening. And again, I hope you're being encouraged each and every week, as I know I am, just from having the opportunity to do this. Talking about perspective, where do we go from here? You know, what's the end result? You know, what is your goal in life? What is your purpose in life? What are your gifts in life? I'm always asking myself and my sons this, how can we get better? How can we grow through this situation, whether it's a positive or a negative? Use it as an opportunity to get better somehow, some way. Again, a fresh perspective, a conversation I had with a good friend of mine. You know, we can just be normal stuff. Finances, job, everything's rolling along, and those perspectives are one thing. But I also had a good conversation with John Blanton, a good friend of mine this week, and his mom, Glenda Blanton, is going through some tests. So we all be in prayer for her up at Vanderbilt Hospital, and just that the doctors will get everything figured out. But just talking about, man, that's a whole different perspective. You know, you're rolling along, think I got this, this, and this going on, and all of a sudden a family member has a health issue or a scare or whatever it may be, and man, that just changes the whole perspective. But it doesn't change the answer. When those things happen, where are you rooted? Where are you grounded? I know John's grounded in the Lord, and I have no doubt in my mind about that, and his family. So, man, we're going to be praying for him and just walking through that with that family. And just, you know, it's tough, but people are watching, and, you know, it's the right thing to do is just to trust the Lord and to just get quiet and trust him with everything. We can't do anything. I learned that a long time ago. There's nothing I can do to fix certain situations. But I know what I can do is just trust him because he's going to work it out and he's going to use it for his glory. And we just got to step back and realize that. You know, when you're younger and you can't really see that, you can't see the forest through the trees, but you start getting a little bit older, you start realizing, hey, yeah, it's terrible, it's hard, it stinks, I don't want to go through any of the bad stuff in life. But y'all, that's where you learn, and that's where you grow, and that's where you learn to trust the Lord. And when you trust him with a little bit, and then a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more, and you turn around, and you're turning around encouraging people to trust like you trust. I remember being a young man and go, man, I could never be like that. And I'm not like any of the people that ever taught me or trained me. I had fantastic teachers and people that role models that I aspired to be like. I don't feel like I'm anywhere in that category. But here I am sitting a little bit older and encouraging people and giving back and trying to say, hey, this is what I know works. This is what I know about the Lord through things that have happened in my own life. And I have these conversations in everyday life with my family, with my friends, with my customers, with my coworkers. That's what it's all about for me. That's my perspective. Doesn't mean it has to be yours. But I'd be curious to know what your perspective is. And you share that with somebody. Share that with a friend. Share that with a neighbor. And just talk about perspectives. And just pray and say, you know, am I forgiving people? Am I doing like C.S. Lewis said earlier? Am I forgiving the inexcusables in others? Because you know what? Who are we to hold grudges? We're not perfect. We've made mistakes. A lot of times I find it's funny. I'll hold a grudge against somebody for something, the exact same thing that I did to somebody else and never thought twice about it. What a hypocrite. What a Pharisee I am in that situation, you know? So anyway, just how can you get better? How can you grow? I think you just trust the Lord and you just talk to him and say, Lord, help me get better at this. And just try to look at things through a different light. Try to be a little bit more patient. Go back and memorize Ephesians 4, verse 2, that says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Y'all, if we could all get that and just understand that and like have it tattooed on the back of our eyelids, man, we would begin to change this world for the Lord. I know it in my heart. And you know what? We can do that. And it starts one conversation and one prayer at a time. And it starts with you and it starts with me. So get out there, knock on a door, pick up the phone and call a friend or a family member, somebody you hadn't talked to in a minute. Make it right. Be patient, be humble, and be gentle and love on somebody today and see what happens in life. The Lord will bless you, I promise. We'll be back here in just a few minutes on Sunday morning. Wow, can't believe we're already to the end of another show. Each and every week I come in here and it seems like it just flies faster and faster each week. But just so humbled and thankful each and every time to come in here and just sit down and share my thoughts and share what the Lord's given me each and every week. And hopefully it puts a smile on your face or is an encouragement to you. I've had several people reach out to me and just say, hey, I appreciate what you're doing. And look, I want everybody to know this is not Sean's glory. This is all the Lord's doing. And man, if it weren't for him, I would not be here. And so just want to give all the glory and praise to God because without him, I am nothing. And I don't know. He just gave me a heart for people and a gift of encouragement to get out each and every week. And, you know, whether it's as a sales guy or as a teacher and a coach or sitting here each and every week, it's the conversations remain pretty much the same. It's just, man, where can we get better and how can we trust the Lord in certain situations? Let's have some fun, you know, not saying it's all got to be heavy and all that all the time. But, you know, let's talk. You know, I think we need a lot more of that communication in our world today. I think there's a lot of divide. I think a lot of that is done on purpose. I think there's a lot of dissension and a lot of angst and a lot of just, man, they're just like a powder keg waiting to explode. And I don't want that to happen. And I don't think anybody that hears my voice out there wants that to happen. And I think we've got to figure out a way to diffuse that. And, you know, we talked about it in one of the earlier segments, but it starts one conversation at a time. But it starts with you and it starts with me. We've got to take the first step. Yeah, I remember a few years back, I was talking to a good friend of mine, and we were talking about leading a group. Our youngest sons were in high school, and, you know, we need to lead a Bible study for our sons. They're sophomores in high school, and, you know, they're kind of at that too cool stage, but, man, we got a great opportunity to grab a few of these guys and just, man, just make sure they're good as they get ready for college and all that. And so we did. And this other dad and I, we were talking, and I said, Russell, you know, at some point, we got to take the bull by the horns. I mean, those folks that taught us, I mean, they had to take charge. And, man, we're at that age as the dads now of high school and college age guys. We got to grab the bull by the horns, and we got to stand up, and we got to show up, and we got to lead these young men into how to transform into adulthood, right? I mean, how to trust the Lord and how to do these things. And he's like, well, you know, we both kind of had that. Well, I don't know if we should, or is this our time? Yes, it's absolutely your time. If the Lord lays something on your heart to go get with a group of people or lead a group of people or pray over somebody, whether silently or loud, absolutely 100% do it. I've never had a situation in life where I wasn't blessed from it, or, you know, hey, can I pray for you? I've never had anybody go, no, absolutely not. Get out of here. No, I've never had that happen. I think that's built up in our head, and I think that sometimes is the enemy just saying, don't do that. Don't go impact somebody. And you know what? If you feel led to do something like that, go help somebody out. Go pray for them. Go serve them. Go do whatever you got to do just to show them Jesus. We talk a lot about that when I taught and I was in the classroom. Be the hands and feet of Jesus. And I don't think there's an easier way to say it, but you know what that is. Put it into action. Talk is cheap. We can sit here and talk about what we're going to do, and we're going to do this and that. Go do it. Go show, go demonstrate, be the hands and feet of Jesus Christ and serve somebody today. I don't know what that is, but the Lord's laying something on your heart, and whatever it is, go help somebody. I'm going to do the same thing and just keep on, because you know what? The more you do it, the more it becomes a habit. And the more it becomes a habit, the more you impact other people, and it becomes a habit for them. And that, y'all, is how we start changing the world. It's that old adage, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It's the same thing with our world. I can't fix it. I can't eradicate evil. I can't fix all the divide and dissension in the whole wide world. It's just never going to be. It's never going to happen if Shaw's got his control on it. Because you know why? It's been going on since the very beginning. So I know I'm never going to squash it. But I can have an impact in my house. I can have an impact in my neighborhood. I can have an impact in my community, in my state, and just one conversation at a time. Just start there and see where it goes. So thankful for you listening each and every week. Hope you have a blessed week. I'm going to be praying for each and every person out there that is listening, and hope you're enjoying it. Come on back here if you are again next week, and we'll do it all again. This is Shaw Gage on Sunday Morning. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.